or 5955.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
I want to give credit to Congressman Dean Heller of Nevada. He has introduced, and we voted, the Republicans proposed that the unemployment compensation be continued using the unspent stimulus money. The difference really is that the Democrats just say borrow more money, provide more indebtedness on the young people of our country. We can do better, and that's why Dean Heller came up with a very positive alternative to use the unaccounted for stimulus money to help the people who are unemployed.
The Talk Radio Roundup, a review of, in this case, the number three issue this week, according to the Caucus Magazine chart, the end of jobless benefits. Seems like we've been talking about this all week long, doesn't it? You just heard Congressman Joe Wilson. He says we can simply use the remainder of the stimulus money to pay for all the unemployment benefits. That's square with you? Does that set well with you? Do you think that's a good idea? The bill to reauthorize jobless benefits for about 800,000 out-of-work Americans died in the Senate this week. But backers say they will bring it up again. Opponents said the measure doesn't provide a way to finance the $56 billion in benefits. Senator Scott Brown of Massachusetts accused Democrats of trying to pass the measure under a last-minute pressure and has proposed using unspent federal funds to pay for the benefit extension for long-term unemployed workers, the 99ers, as they are called. Up next here on the Countdown, reporter Claire Shipman has more on this debate, the debate over extending unemployment benefits.
This is one of the most explosive issues that Congress is arguing over. Democrats say that millions of Americans are going to be affected in the next few weeks and that not extending those benefits will hurt the economy. Republicans say those extended benefits are just too expensive unless they're paid for.
Edry Irvine never thought her very livelihood would depend on a political debate in Congress.
They are talking about tax cuts for the rich and are holding people like me hostage.
But she and about 2 million other unemployed Americans are caught up in a Capitol Hill showdown.
Where, I ask, is the moral outrage?
And are about to have a profound impact on the economy. The Labor Department is predicting a sort of benefits loss tsunami. By December 11th, 635,000 unemployed will lose benefits. By Christmas, it will be 1.6 million without benefits, almost 2 million people by the new year, and at the end of January, 3.25 million will be cut off. This press conference in Washington drew hundreds of unemployed workers from around the country.
This is something that is not only good for these families, it's the right thing to do in a downturn in our economy.
Most states fund at least 26 weeks of unemployment benefits, but the federal government has been offering an additional 73 weeks of help. Congressional Republicans now argue the cost is too high, and that in order to be extended, other budget cuts need to be found. But many economists argue unemployment benefits actually help the economy because the unemployed have to spend that money immediately.
The emergency unemployment insurance program puts $5 to $6 billion into the economy each and every month. So you tote that up over a year, that's $80 billion. That's a lot of money.
And a critical safety net for people like Angel Garland, unemployed for almost a year.
I'm raising my son, single mom. I'm thinking to myself, what will I do? You know, where will I go?
800-510-8255. Always a reminder that's appropriate for your call in and a number of about 20 minutes. We have input from radio and television, some of the new media. Let's go to ABC and George Stephanopoulos now, speaking with Congressman Chris Van Hollen, Congressman David Camp. The two debate how the jobless benefits ought to be paid for.
And Congressman Van Hollen, I know that one of the top priorities for the Democrats, of course, is extending those unemployment benefits. Many Republicans say they want to do that. They just want to see it paid for, including Senator Scott Brown of Massachusetts. He came up with a proposal yesterday saying just take the money that is sitting around inside government coffers right now and isn't being spent. Here's what he said.
Bank account, credit card. How about you folks up there? Bank account, credit card. Okay? I know what I want to do. I'll use the bank account. Let's use money that's already in the system. and put it to good use immediately.
What's wrong with that?
We need to do right away today, pass unemployment compensation. We had a vote in the House a short time ago. Unfortunately, our Republican colleagues did not support it. As your economist said, when you're in an economic downturn, we have traditionally made sure that people who are thrown out of work through no fault of their own can get the unemployment compensation. And it makes no sense in the world to be taking money out of the economy at the same time when you're trying to make sure that there's a push in the economy through making sure that these people continue to have the ability to pay their rent, go to the store and put food on the table. So that's why we have the so-called counter-cyclical impact of unemployment compensation to begin with.
Congressman Kent, this is a lifeline for the people on unemployment right now, and it's important to our economic recovery.
Well, George, as Scott Brown said, we want to do this in a responsible way. Republicans are for extending unemployment benefits, and if we're serious about it, let us have an opportunity to vote on a bill that is paid for. In the House, what's done is they bring a bill, but it's restricted. We can't vote for an unemployment bill that's paid for. Let us do that. If we do that, I'm sure it'll get bipartisan support, it'll pass, and we'll take care of the problem.
No way to pay for it, Congressman Van Hollen.
But, George, let me just – we were talking about the tax issue a little earlier. So these guys say you've got to pay for about $13 billion in emergency unemployment compensation for people who are out of work through no fault of their own, but they want a permanent extension of the tax cuts for the folks at the very top, which adds $700 billion, and they don't want to pay one dime for that. So this is the kind of conversation we've been having up here, and hopefully we can sort our way through it.
Sally Field talks about getting a month of Boniva free.
If you have osteoporosis, check out the My Boniva program. It's free to join and shows you lots of ways to help improve your bone strength. Boniva works with your body to help stop and reverse bone loss. And My Boniva gives you calcium-rich recipes, monthly reminders, and even a month of Boniva free.
Once monthly Boniva is a 150-milligram prescription tablet to treat and prevent postmenopausal osteoporosis. See our ad in Weight Watchers. Don't take Boniva ibandronate sodium if you have problems with your esophagus, low blood calcium, severe kidney disease, or can't sit or stand for at least 1 hour. Follow dosing instructions carefully. Stop taking Boniva and tell your doctor if you have difficult or painful swallowing, chest pain, or severe or continuing heartburn, as these may be signs of serious upper digestive problems. If jaw problems or severe bone, joint, and or muscle pain develop, tell your doctor.
Ask your doctor if Boniva can help you stop losing and start reversing. And check out the My Boniva program.
Join today and get a free month of Boniva if eligible at MyBoniva.com or call 1-888-MYBONIVA.
Hi, welcome to Staples. How can I help you?
I need a printer cartridge, but I don't want to pay a lot.
Well, you're in luck. We guarantee low prices on our ink. So if you find it for less than another store, we'll match it.
What if I find my ink for a dollar?
Well, we'd match it.
How about for a quarter?
We'd match that too.
How about pocket lint? What if I get it for that?
Absolutely.
Really?
No.
At Staples, your ink is always in stock and always at low prices, guaranteed. And if you find it for less, we'll match it. Staples. That was easy. Price guarantee available within 14 days of Staples purchase. Excludes outlets and clearance. See staples.com for details.
What will you build? A wall? A roof? A room? Or will you build stronger families, healthier children, more successful students? Each year, thousands of volunteers, donors, and partner families build houses and so much more with Habitat for Humanity. They build better lives and hope for the future. So, what will you build? A porch? A kitchen? A bedroom? Or will you build a stable home, a renewed neighborhood, a better world? What will you build? Each day in nearly 90 countries, Habitat volunteers, donors, and families are building houses, hope, and brighter futures. So, what will you build? Find out at Habitat.org and help build it.
All right, let's see here. Next, as we move through the morass of all kinds of gobbledygook and nuance, here is Fox host Megyn Kelly speaking with Juan Williams. Oh, Juan Williams is back. Williams answers the question of whether unemployment benefits discourage those who get them from getting a job.
You know, the White House finally jumps into the fray today saying letting millions more Americans fall into hardship will hurt our economy and will cut off an important source of demand in our economy, because their theory is you give these folks, you know, unemployment payments and they go out and they spend them. So it's good for the economy.
Well, that's their theory. And they've got the Council of Economic Advisors issuing a report that's going to go state by state, district by congressional district, Megan, so that each lawmaker on Capitol Hill, Republican and Democrat, will see the impact in their community and I think be, as a consequence, feel pressured to vote to extend the unemployment benefits.
I think they do feel pressure just because here we are, you know, it's 3.5 weeks before
right.
Christmas, Hanukkah's upon us, you know, it's the holiday season. It just seems like an unfair time to cut off the spigot. And yet, the argument on the other side, Juan, is we can't pay for it. It's $12 billion just to extend through February. It is $56 billion if we want to extend to the end of 2011. And there are legitimate arguments on the other side about how continuing to extend the unemployment benefits for many, many people who are on unemployment actually just gives them a disincentive to find a job.
Right. And so the Republicans are making the case that if you want to do it, if you want to have at least a temporary, not for the entire year, but if you want to have another extension, cut something else in the federal budget. And the White House is coming back right now and saying in the course of discussions over the Bush tax cuts, the extension of the Bush tax cuts, maybe we could do some business here. So it's become a negotiating point. It's become a matter of politics. But, you know, there's structural changes taking place in the economy. I think most Americans, as you just suggested from your heart, you know, have real sympathy this holiday season for people who are out of work and been out of work for an extended period of time. We have more Americans who have hit that 99-week mark than at any other time in our country's history. It's on, since we've been keeping records anyway. So it's a terrible situation. We understand that the economy structurally is bad. We're coming out of a recession. But the question is, are we in fact disincentivizing people from going out and taking whatever kind of work they can get
right.
because they know they can just rely on the unemployment benefit?
Right. I told this story yesterday on the air, Juan, and while this is not indicative of everybody, I personally know somebody who is on unemployment and gets a check for $400 a week. He says, what incentive do I have to go to take a job at Barnes & Noble, you know, which isn't going to pay me $400 a week when I can, you know, earn more by staying on unemployment?
A countdown of this hour is focused on the jobless benefit problem. The White House is putting a full court press on congressional Republicans on this particular issue. Here from CNN, a discussion featuring Lisa Desjardins. She has some of the 99ers in the focus here and how they're dealing with the news that the unemployment benefits have washed up.
This small building in Washington is an economic survival camp.
Hiring manager is Tony.
The Opportunities Industrialization Center runs an intensive program of job placement.
And these are the positions that they're currently hiring for.
And job training.
And click OK.
And it's how Alfreda Ray hopes to survive. 2 years ago, she was laid off. And then, 1 month ago, her unemployment benefits ran out. She's a 99er. 99 weeks of checks are over.
I wish they would extend it because it is a great help. It is a great help when you don't have any food stamps and you got rent to pay and you want to keep your phone on.
Ray is one of an estimated 1.5 million Americans who will max out on unemployment benefits this year. Here's how that works. It depends on your state, but the majority, here in red, cut off benefits after 99 weeks. That's the absolute max. So-called 99ers are pushing for more benefits for everyone in all states. Now, that faces long odds in Congress right now, and it raises a complicated debate over how long unemployment benefits should last.
The benefits was nice. It did hinder me, though, very much. It did hinder me very much.
Ray says while she received the checks, she was depressed. She moped around. She didn't do her hair. Losing the benefits, she says, pushed her into gear. And she's blossoming here.
When you're going to upload your resume, what must be done first?
But here's the thing. Staff at the center say that most of the people they see desperately need those checks.
The people that we're serving, it's helping them to stay alive, to just make it.
Indeed, Ray has no phone service right now, but she does get email at the center. She'd like 6 more months of benefits, but without it, she's more determined than ever to find a job.
I'm just going to keep grinding the wheels and helping people and let people help me.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping. An $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I am 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Detailed at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
15%.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
23 and change after the hour now. The Talk Radio Countdown and a focus on all of this jobless benefit, political machination back and forth. The White House is lobbying hard to extend temporary tax credits. Aha. So the tax credits and the unemployment benefits seem to be going together, or at least that's what they're trying to do. That means the president is seeking about $150 billion in renewed aid for lower and middle-income Americans over the next year because most of the tax credits he wants are for the working poor, for small business people, and students, all to help them weather what's left of the recession. Here's host Paul Orgel from C-SPAN speaking with Congresswoman Marcy Kaptur. Kaptur says that Washington is continuing to turn its back on those poor people in the middle class.
What about these jobless benefits? They expired last night. Can you give us a sense of what Congress might be doing with this issue?
Well, the House passed, attempted to pass an extension a couple weeks ago and was unsuccessful in getting the necessary number of votes on the procedure that was used, which was called suspension, where we would have needed 270 votes, and we didn't get that. So we're trying. I want to apologize to the American people, the millions of people who are affected by this, for Congress's lack of expeditious action. There's a recent book that's been written called Winner Take All Politics by Jacob Hacker and Paul Pearson, and it talks about how Washington turned its back on the middle class and has basically been making the rich richer. And this is just another example of it. People who have a work ethic and who've helped build this country, now, when the economy is soured, their own government can't extend benefits, particularly at the holiday season. I know what it's like to live in a family where your dad gets an unemployment check. I remember as a little girl sitting there with a pencil trying to figure out how much we're going to spend on food, what are our property taxes, do we have a car payment. I remember trying to add that up and our father coming over and saying, it's okay, we'll get through this. So I want the families who are affected around the country to know that I believe Congress will do this before the end of the year, but it shouldn't have been this last-moment grandstand. Sadly, I don't agree with Senator McConnell. Senator McConnell wants to give more tax breaks to the rich People who earn over $250,000, which will cost us over $678 billion over 10 years. Extending unemployment benefits will cost about $12 billion over 10 years, if you really look at the long-term costs of that. 50 times more will be spent on extending tax benefits to the wealthy than taking care of the people who are trying to hold house and home together at the local level in a down economy. So, you know, again, Congress appears and in fact does reward those at the very high end. I'll say something controversial. All those hedge fund managers on Wall Street and all those people that got bonuses, I have a bill to take 100% of the bonuses that the American people paid for back. That would pay for the total cost of this unemployment compensation, more than pay for it.
Let's check in with this debt commission, this deficit commission that is supposed to be voting, we hear, by the end of the week, but they're having significant problems, we read, reaching the majority needed to pass their recommendations. What do you make of this commission's work and what it will mean to your work moving forward?
Well, I'm glad we've got a group that's focusing on the deficit and trying to make America independent from a financial standpoint here at home, again, rather than be so dependent on foreign borrowing. So I completely support that. But again, think about this. We have a deficit commission, but we don't have a jobs commission. Because we have a deficit because the economy isn't growing fast enough. We don't have any commission investigating what Wall Street just did to this country. We've had the largest transfer of wealth in American history. Congress, again, has failed the American people to really do the kind of investigation and, frankly, the Justice Department, the kind of prosecution that's necessary to go after the wrongdoers. So we focus on the deficit, and we say we're going to cut this and cut that, and we're going to have to do all that, yes. But we don't focus on how to make the economy grow.
Sally Field talks about getting a month of Boniva free.
If you have osteoporosis, check out the My Boniva program. It's free to join and shows you lots of ways to help improve your bone strength. Boniva works with your body to help stop and reverse bone loss. And My Boniva gives you calcium-rich recipes, monthly reminders, and even a month of Boniva free.
Once monthly Boniva is a 150-milligram prescription tablet to treat and prevent postmenopausal osteoporosis. See our ad in Weight Watchers. Don't take Boniva ibandronate sodium if you have problems with your esophagus, low blood calcium, severe kidney disease, or can't sit or stand for at least 1 hour. Follow dosing instructions carefully. Stop taking Boniva and tell your doctor if you have difficult or painful swallowing, chest pain, or severe or continuing heartburn, as these may be signs of serious upper digestive problems. If jaw problems or severe bone, joint, and or muscle pain develop, tell your doctor.
Ask your doctor if Boniva can help you stop losing and start reversing. And check out the My Boniva program.
Join today and get a free month of Boniva if eligible at myboniva.com or call 1-888-MYBONIVA.
Hi, welcome to Staples. How can I help you?
I need a printer cartridge, but I don't want to pay a lot.
Well, you're in luck. We guarantee low prices on our ink. So if you find it for less than another store, we'll match it.
What if I find my ink for a dollar?
Well, we'd match it.
How about for a quarter?
We'd match that too.
How about pocket lint? What if I get it for that?
Absolutely.
Really?
No.
At Staples, your ink is always in stock and always at low prices, guaranteed. And if you find it for less, we'll match it. Staples. That was easy. Price guarantee available within 14 days of Staples purchase. Excludes outlets and clearance. See staples.com for details.
This guy I met online, he could be anyone. How can I know who to trust?
With BinVerified.com, you can run instant background checks right from your home computer for free.
With BinVerified, I know exactly who I'm meeting before the first date.
My accountant, my mortgage broker, and even my electrician. Now I know I can trust him.
No stranger comes around my growing family without a background check. Search anyone, even yourself. What turns up just might surprise you.
Visit BinVerified.com/radio4 for a free trial of unlimited background checks.
On air, online, and on demand, we are the GCN Radio Network.
Question. What would you rather drink? Acidic water, which burns holes in your body and causes loss of bone mass, or alkaline water, which promotes high energy and vibrant health? The answer is clear. And if you're drinking acidic water, you're helping cancer cells and bacteria to grow out of control. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using Plasma pH Drops is the best way to alkalize your water and help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy alkaline level. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, or cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or by calling 269-409-1776. Again, 269-409-1776.
Where have all the military surplus stores gone? Don't worry, you don't need one. Because everything you need at Military Surplus is at MainMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, Military.com. One of the last surviving true military surplus stores in the country. Go online now to MainMilitary.com and discover a source for hard-to-find surplus items at true surplus prices. Surplus gun cleaning kits as low as $2.99. Complete chemical suits as low as $11.99. See our huge selection of gas masks, filters, and accessories. Finish and M10 gas masks are $3 for $30. And Swiss filters are $3 for $12. Searching for Strike Anywhere matches? MainMilitary.com has them. Plus a whole new product line of survival and first aid kits and lots more. Get free shipping on orders over $50 only at MainMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, Military.com. Or call 877-608-0179. 877-608-0179. MainMilitary.com, the main name in military supply.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it, now you can. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amounts. Hurry. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy. The best you can buy.
I said earlier in the hour we may be getting a little tired of this discussion, but it certainly is right up there, as I indicated before, number three. Just for your information, number two this week, according to the Tucker's research, Don't Ask, Don't Tell, and that report being released. At number one, the WikiLeaks controversy. Where is Julian Assange? Allegedly, he is in England now, keeping a low profile. Every government is trying to get him, not because he really has done anything wrong, but because they just want to get him. So, anyway, back to the unemployment benefits discussion and debate here on our Talk Radio Countdown, a review of these top hits. All you need to know, given basically that we try to present both sides on radio and television of these debates, let's move on to radio host Tommy Tucker, focus the extension and whether or not it's, well, the basis. He wants to understand, or have you understand, his feelings about why it ought to be extended.
Do you think it's fair to draw the line in the sand at this point when it comes to dealing with the deficit and the national debt? $1.3 trillion on the deficit, about $13.8 trillion on the debt, a program that costs about $33 billion, and to not extend the unemployment benefits with the unemployment rate at about 10%. Program costs $33 billion. You for this or against this? Do you think it's a fair thing or not? And when it comes to pain and dealing with the deficit and eventually the debt, do you think this is where you start with the unemployment rate at 10% and people that have been out of work for 99 weeks? Now, I had a conversation with our human resources director this morning. She said she was out of work for a while. She was all for this, although she had a tough time finding a job in an economy with the unemployment rate at that point around 8.5% or 9%. And she said she had friends of hers that were not motivated to find a job until it got to around 8.5, they were not motivated to find a job until their unemployment benefits were about to run out. That's when they really got serious about looking. So the question to you, do you think this was a fair thing, a fiscally responsible thing by the Congress to do, or do you think they're punishing people at the worst possible time by limiting these jobless benefits? Or, as our human resources director told me this morning, that people aren't going to really get serious about finding a job until you cut off these jobless benefits, and that's when they're going to get serious about looking. Or are there no jobs to be found, and you're choosing to draw a line in the sand here and worry about a deficit of $1.3 trillion and a debt of $13.8 trillion by cutting a program that costs $33 billion and hurting people that just can't find work? And I got to tell you where I'm leaning right now. And I can't believe that I'm going to say this, because I'm normally a pretty hard-nosed kind of guy. But as it stands now, I'm thinking, you know, the deficit's $1.3 trillion, the debt's $13.8 trillion, $33 billion the program costs, unemployment 10%. I'm thinking maybe there aren't a lot of jobs out there, and maybe you extend the benefits with 10% unemployment.
Well, I'm thinking, and I'm going, and I'm doing, other than that, Tommy Tucker, going along with many Americans who feel like the unemployment benefits ought to be extended. What do we do to pay for them? Well, one of the things is you end earmarks, waste, fraud, corruption, and abuse, get out of Afghanistan, cut the size of the military budget. A few suggestions. What are your suggestions? 800-510-8255. Get to you in just a matter of moments on the jobless discussion, the unemployment discussion, where are the jobs discussion, why are people not working discussion, the illegal immigrants part of this discussion, a lot of different things here. The White House and its point of view, what they're lobbying to do, the tax credits, the tax cuts, the jobless aid, all these things seem to be wrapped in together. A new start for the economy with the new year. You get bang for your buck. This is one of the interesting parts of this discussion. Does it happen? You've heard this in this hour. You've heard it in other hours this week. Whether or not having unemployment, Pelosi said it first, that it was good for the economy to give people money who were unemployed. Well, they're going to go spend it. Yeah, any consuming, any spending is good. But I don't know that she said it. It was certainly easily taken out of context by the people who don't like her. I'm not a big fan of hers, but I think under the circumstances, what really is the impact on the economy? Your local economy, is it helped by people in your community getting unemployment insurance dollars? The president, I think, said that too, if I'm not mistaken. So, in fact, yeah, it does sort of make a little sense. It isn't the optimum, the unemployment picture being what it is. This certainly isn't the optimum, but is it something that makes sense? It's just another government stimulus. It's another government giveaway. It's more government, the damn government. Get a job, will you? 800-510-8255, those of you who need it. I'll get some tweeting in on this. We have all kinds of caller action here. I'm looking at some of them right now and what they want to relay to you about this. People who are unemployed, certainly encouraged to call. Did you, if you were unemployed, were you tempted, or have you been tempted, or are you working under the table? Would you admit that? You don't have to give us your real name if you don't want to. 800, that's one of the things about America, though, that a lot of angles easily, some of the stuff is, the law is easily skirted, shall we say. 800-510-8255. Here's an idea from the Pajamagram Company. Those of you who want to heat things up this Christmas, send her the new Hoodie Footy Pajamas. It's the most talked about holiday gift this year on oh so many levels by oh so many people. And it's only available from one source, and that's Pajamagram.com. P-A-G-A-M-A-G-R-A-M. Or I said J. P-A-J-A-M. You know how to spell pajama and gram. Put them together and go to Pajamagram.com. Nobody else has the Hoodie footy pajamas. Here's what this does. These are, it's kind of like a two-in-one thing, if you know what I mean. The hoodie footy is made of micro fleece. It's soft, comfy. It's warm, keep it warm from head to toe. Full zip front and feet that zip off. So if she gets too hot, you take off the hood and take off the pockets and the feet. So if you want to get on board, this is a great idea for Christmas, certainly. Limited time, pajamagram.com offering the sweet and sexy set. Something sweet for her and something sexy for you. And different kinds of sets here. There are a whole bunch of them. As a matter of fact, there are over 100 styles to choose from at Pajamagram. You ever heard of them before? If you haven't, go online now to pajamagram.com or you call them at 800-GIVE-PJS, 1-800-GIVE-PJS. Beautiful gift hat box, lavender bath, confetti comes with the order. A Do Not Disturb sandwich is kind of cool. All of that and overnight and Christmas delivery guaranteed. Pajamagram. All the styles, all the comfort, all the fun, all the delight. Visit pajamagram.com or call 800-GIVE-PJS. Tell them Doug Steffen sent you.
What will you build? A wall? A roof? A room? Or will you build stronger families, healthier children, more successful students? Each year, thousands of volunteers, donors, and partner families build houses and so much more with Habitat for Humanity. They build better lives and hope for the future. So, what will you build? A porch? A kitchen? A bedroom? Or will you build a stable home, a renewed neighborhood, a better world? What will you build? Each day in nearly 90 countries, Habitat volunteers, donors, and families are building houses, hope, and brighter futures. So, what will you build? Find out at Habitat.org and help build it.
I wanna grow up, wanna be a Toys R Us kid.
Shop Toys R Us for super deals on the biggest selection of toys and video games from the hottest brands like Barbie, Fisher-Price, Lego, Nintendo, and more. If you're expecting a baby, register with Babies R Us. We make it easy to plan for baby's arrival. Sign up in-store or online. Plus, make shopping even more rewarding. Join our free rewards program at Toys R Us and Babies R Us and get exclusive offers, discounts, and more. Toys R Us and Babies R Us, the hottest toys and everything for baby, all at low prices. Come shop and save today.
This is Ed Krell, CEO and President of Destination Maternity Corporation. Since 2001, we've been working together with the March of Dimes for stronger, healthier babies. Did you know that in America, 1 in 8 babies is born too soon? Those who survive their early birth can suffer serious and sometimes lifelong health problems. Help bring healthy babies home. Join Destination Maternity and the March of Dimes in fighting premature births. Go to marchofdimes.com.
I'm Doug Steffen. This is the Talk Radio Countdown, Talk Radio Review. We have several different names. It's all about talk radio, our summation of what we find as we survey some of the big talk radio programs and stations around the country. Rick calls into the countdown from St. Louis, relaying a story for us. Rick?
About a month and a half ago, I actually had a job opening, and I was interviewing, and I had a lady who came in. The interview was going very well, and at one point she asked me what the job paid, and I told her it paid $10 an hour. And she paused for a second, looked like she was calculating in her head. Then she looked me square in the eyes and said, well, that's only about $25 a week more than I get from unemployment. And then there was just a uneasy pause. I guess she was waiting for me to offer more money. I thanked her for her time, and when she left, I immediately called the employment office and spoke to someone and gave them the lady's name and said I was prepared to offer her a job, and she didn't want it because you're giving her as much as I would pay her. And I was surprised that the unemployment office did not seem to care. But this was the first time I actually had someone look me in the face and say, you know, basically I'd rather sit on my butt than work. The compassion side of it is that I have no doubt with 10% unemployment, there are people out there legitimately trying to find work or having a hard time. And that's why the system is set up to help people like that. But to me, where you prove system is responses to ensure that those getting checked are actively looking for work.
Wow. Hunga bunga. What else can you say about that? And that's the story here over and over and over and over and over and over and over again. All right, it's easier for me to get unemployment. We've made it too easy. Help the people who really need help. If people don't, and that requires some intellect, some intelligence on the part of the people who manage the system. And so we're, you people who are running the unemployment benefits department are wasting your money as a taxpayer and our money as a taxpayer. So this is just another story. I was talking with some people yesterday in my farm dairy store about these sorts of things. Everybody that I talk to, for the most part, is upset about this. It's not just me. It's all of the government and all of the programs and all the things that are in your face, men and women, doesn't make any difference what age. So I said to this lady, if it is this bad and we're all so troubled, why do we let it continue? And she just kind of looked at me with a blank stare, and that's it. But we have been systematically unsold on how the government really works. As you look at the programs that are being dismantled in the public schools about government, about social studies, about the history of the country, everything's being dismantled. And so people don't understand how things really function. For God's sakes, only 38% of the country thinks that the Republicans were the majority in the House. Most people don't know the GOP only won the House of Representatives. Most people incorrectly think the GOP controls both the House and the Senate, according to a Pew Research Center News IQ poll out this past Thursday. And so this is the kind of stuff you got to scratch your head and wonder, okay, who really gets it? Meg, let's see if you get it. I'm glad you called us from New Orleans. Let's have your thoughts on the unemployment benefit situation.
Hey, I think one way to address the deficit is to stop these government handouts to be totally free. If these people, I'll say these people, if people who get unemployed know that once they get a job, a portion of, you know, maybe a small percentage of that money has to go back to pay back the government for tiding them over. And they are required. They're required to put in an application, at least one application, I think it's a week. Again, many of them are not serious about getting the job. They just have to put an application in to continue their benefits, just like a credit card. So right now I don't have that, you know, large amount of money to buy this or purchase this, but I do have to pay it back. And I'm not saying pay back with interest, but even a small percentage, you know, of what they were handed out would give them a little more motivation to go out and get that job sooner. Families should be taking care of their own and not relying on the government for all of this. And people don't want those entry-level jobs because of two reasons. One, they're getting the handouts. That's not much more. That's about the same. And many times they are looking for health insurance benefits. So that brings that all issue in, that they need a job with insurance benefits, not just an hourly wage.
Hmm. All right. Hmm. There's a heavy one. Thinking, though, but whether the thoughts are, you know, thoughts are things, and this is unemployment. If they had a payback portion of their benefits when they were hired, would they be more motivated to get a job? I think that's an excellent question, actually. What do you think? 800-510-8255. Here's Nick from Michigan listening to WKMI. Nick, are you on unemployment, ever have been on unemployment? What do you think of the situation?
I think I've been on it once when I was downsized, and it's great to get off. And believe me, that's the biggest incentive I've had, and I wanted to offer just a couple observations from Michigan. The first is that it comes up in discussions with my friends now, but there's a whole lot of people out there that aren't going to get work because they can't pass a drug test here.
Wow.
That is a big deal, yeah. And I can think of at least one place. It's a major hiring place north of where I live, and that has come up in a discussion.
So how are people unemployed getting the money to buy drugs?
That's a very good question, but yeah, it's definitely part of the, you know, Michigan employment situation, I can tell you that. The other observation is that I talked to one person who deals with unemployment, And he works down in one of the unemployment offices. He says the basic thing that he runs into is that people on unemployment put off the inevitable here in Michigan, either go back to school or move.
Yeah, Michigan's got certainly Stabenow and the people who are there that are supposedly working. I think you haven't got a lot of great representation. Anyway, that's a great call with lots of very interesting items to think about here on the Countdown.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com. Or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
It's the winter cold and flu supplement sale at HerbalHealer.com. Take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on the best cold and flu supplements available. Many of you know elderberry is exceptional against viral infections. Right now, Herbal Healer Academy has elderberry power, regularly priced at $16.95, now incredibly low, at only $10 for 60 vegetarian caps. For children and seniors, our Herbal Healer Academy Flu Away Elderberry Liquid is only $13 for a 4-ounce bottle. Also on super sale, olive leaf capsules, oregano oil plus capsules, and our incredible respirate formula, oregacillin physician strength capsules for your lungs. Normally $34.95, now just $25. Hit the winter specials link at HerbalHealer.com for these cold and flu supplement specials and other on sale products like apple cider vinegar, brain power, and neuro recovery. New customers get a free catalog with your first order. Log on and hit the winter specials now at HerbalHealer.com.
Directed.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
As it ought to be. Send along your thoughts, if you will, one way or the other. I like them when you're on the phone because that's when we can kind of go back and forth as time allows. Grace, you're up next from Wilmington, listening to WLTT. You are with a question I'm seeing here on my screen. What's the question?
This stuff of I can't find a job, I don't believe it. Mm-hmm. Because I lost my full-time job October 31st, 2007. I found my next full-time job September 7th, 2010. I never draw one day of unemployment benefits. I worked 4 full-time jobs at the same time during those 3 years without, 4 part-time jobs during those 3 years without a full-time. And one of my part-time jobs is what became my full-time job, paying me $14,000 more than what my old full-time job was paying.
There you go.
You have to get out there and take what you can find.
Right.
And was it less money, the part-time job? Sure, but if you work enough hours, you'll get the same amount of money. Mm-hmm. Did I lose a lot of sleep? Sure, but I didn't lose my house. I didn't lose my car. I didn't lose any of the things that I had, bought materially on time, on credit. I'm not in financial difficulty, but I had to make that happen every day. I sent resumes out. I had a resume on Monster. Every day I looked at the unemployment office's website. You don't have to go down there. They have a website. I looked every day. And I looked at Craigslist every day. And all the places that I happened to drive through, if they had a help wanted sign, I applied, even flipping burgers. They laughed at me because I had a master's degree and told me I was overqualified for a lot of things I applied for and wouldn't even interview me. But I still applied. I would have clean toilets, whatever. to keep my house and my car. All these people want to sit around and whine, I can't find. You can find, but you're going to have to get over yourself. You can't be too good to do stuff. I would have cropped tobacco in a field. It wouldn't have mattered to me, but they sit around for 99 weeks and I can't find anything. I don't believe it.
No, I don't either. And I believe, as Sean Hannity says, you are a great American, Grace. What a good story you've told us. Thank you. Inspiration. Kenneth in Lawrenceburg, Kentucky, up next on the countdown. Kenneth.
Hello.
Yes,
sir. Sorry. Good morning.
Okay.
How are you?
All right, sir. What is your story?
Well, I lived the dream before I was unemployed. I had a very good job, paid a very good amount of money. I was in the automotive industry. I've got a wife and three kids, a cat, a frog. I was living the dream. A very nice house. The automotive industry tanked, as we all know, and I found myself unemployed. Now, I could have accepted one of the jobs that Grace was talking about, and I could have accepted five or six of the jobs that Grace was talking about just a second ago, paying minimum wage $10 an hour. And I could not do that in good mind, knowing that if I am making this much on unemployment, what is the unemployment industry for? The benefit for? Is it just to keep somebody alive, or is it to help them until they find that job? If I can make $10 an hour equal to on unemployment and continue to look for the $60,000-$70,000 job that I really need to get back on my feet, that was the choice I made. I did not fall behind on my house payments. I did not have any car payments because I believe that I am fiscally responsible enough. But I think there is, and there's holes all through my story too. But I think that sometimes it's not as black and white as we say that it is.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, we appreciate you telling us that story. People can make their own judgments one way or another on what you have done. Warren, you're in Connecticut, and you're the last person we'll have time for on the air here on the countdown.
Let me give a little context. I'm just about 50 with a baby on the way, first one, and I've been out of work since January of 2009. I was a six-figure earner, and I scaled back to a one-bedroom condo, went from a BMW to a Hyundai. I've done everything on my end, sent out thousands of resumes. I have used job service boards, and the fact is that there are not jobs. And if the Republicans would, first of all, stop obfuscating with ridiculous misdirections that they constantly do and get to the facts and stop trying to blame people for being out of work like we're some kind of a sponge on society. I'm sick of that. These people, you know, should be pointed out and called out every time they make a statement like that. And there's a lot of anger out in the country. And I'll tell you, it's going to come to bloodshed if they don't do something.
Really? All right, that's it for this hour of the countdown. Thanks for your interest.